Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We will try to help one of Wendy's friends who is trying to keep a secret, so we'll talk about it on the radio.
Yeah. Well, she's trying to keep it a huge secret, so, I mean, obviously I won't say her name on the radio, but I have a friend who told me just last weekend we went out, which I don't know why we were going out if this had happened to her. We went out and she told me that she got busted for a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
And so caught drinking and driving just above the limit, she said. Obviously went to jail. She's super close with her family. I've got to get the backstory. She's super close and tight with her family, especially her mom and her sister. Her dad usually tells everything that's going on in her life. So he never keeps secrets from her parents at all or her family regardless. So got a DUI, went to jail, bailed herself out so she didn't have to call her parents. Well, now she's working overtime. She's hired a lawyer, obviously, because I'm guessing that's what you do when you get a DUI. You have to go to court and figure it all out. Well, hired a lawyer and really expensive, trying to pay it on her own. But meanwhile, her parents still have no idea that she's gotten this DUI. But now she's stressing all about it and can barely pay the lawyer's bills and doesn't know what to do, whether to tell her parents or not, because, I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, that's my worst nightmare.
How old is she?
She's 20, I'll say 25, 26 years old.
Because there's a part of me that wonders if, I mean, unless she's thinking about asking her parents for financial help, I honestly don't know why she would need to tell them.
But, I mean, I guess the stress of it, I mean, to talk to somebody about it and being so close. She talks to her mom every day. So being on the phone and having that way in the back of your mind, I couldn't help but share something with my mom about it or even go around it. I wouldn't be too excited to share it with her. But to be that close and always have that lingering and lurking, I don't know if I could deal with that.
I appreciate the fact that she's trying so hard to get, you know, she's taking care of it, though. You know, the fact that she's, you know, bailed herself out of jail. And that she's, you know, trying to do the legal fees by herself. I mean, that's to be commended. I mean, she's trying to make up for
Did she live at home or does she live on her own?
She lives on her own.
Okay.
But still being super close with your parents, wouldn't you either spill the beans or it'd come out some way?
My concern is, that it would come out some way, that they would hear. If there was a way I knew that I could keep it 100% from them, then I would do that. But my concern would be just, you know, the way government operations, like what if there's some police department file or district attorney or whoever has to get involved when you're dealing with the DUI motor vehicles that doesn't have her address updated. So then a letter goes to her parents' house that advises her of a court date or a change in her license status or something like that that mom and dad see.
Well, I do think most of her bills do go to her parents' house because she didn't move out not too long ago.
That would make me so nervous.
Because on her license is her parents' address. Like on my license, I usually have my stuff go to my mom's house because it's the steady address. I know I can always go there and get my mail or get my bills.
Do they open her mail though?
I don't. But if you saw something from like government or a lawyer's office, wouldn't you like raise an eyebrow if it was your kid?
Well, my parents, I mean, it doesn't happen anymore, but they used to, like when I lived in Boston and then in Arizona, like if something came to the house, to their house, they would. If it looked important or like a bill or something, they would open it so that when I called them, they could tell me. And I had no problem with that. So like they would say, hey, we got a letter from, most of them were from Syracuse University advising me of unpaid parking tickets. You got another unpaid parking ticket. You owe Syracuse $15. But stuff like that. So if they do the same thing, trying to be helpful. Hey, Dave, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on?
I've actually gotten a DUI, got convicted, and nobody in my family knows about it.
Still to this day, now, how long has it been?
It's been about 4 years. I got one more year until it's actually off my insurance record.
Who is in your family? Like, is this your parents or your siblings or?
All of them.
Well, then
parents, siblings, grandparents. The only people that know are some of my friends.
And how did you keep it away from them?
had one of my friends put a bond up for me to get me out, and every other mail article I related to ticket.
See, and then he brought up a good point about insurance, because I have no idea if she's on her parents' insurance policy. Wouldn't that...
Well, if I mean, if she's connected to her parents somehow that she needs to tell them, then I see where that's the case. But just because of feeling guilty, like, I feel like this may be a case of I don't know, girls versus guys, because she feels so an emotional wreck because of this. She feels she needs to confess to her mom this, where I just don't... I think it's something she did as an adult. She's making up for it, and it's, you know, and she'll take care of it. And I don't understand why she needs to... Because it sounds to me like she wants to confess.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When she's an adult and she's taking care of it. I don't understand why her mom has to know, you know?
Hey, Jordan, welcome to the Bird Show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it wasn't in the newspaper.
Do they still publish?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they still publish that kind of stuff.
I think I've seen some like small news community newspapers that it might be in, but I don't think the AJC publishes it. What's the AJC down to, 5 pages?
I was going to say they don't have the money to do that.
They're out of the space now. But they, well, see, Christian has a different. Hey, Christian, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey.
First off, I just want to say, do not lie. You get caught every time. May not be right away, but she will get caught.
But it's not
caught doing
it's
what?
Not a lie. She's technically not lying. She's just choosing. Not to tell.
True, and that leads into my second point. What it sounds like is she is looking for emotional support from her parents. If she's that close to them, then she needs their emotional support to get through this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I kind of agree with that. Me personally, I don't know if I could go through something like that without sharing it, at least with my mom.
At what age would you? Do you think it's something, if it happened to you at 30? Oh, you probably can't tell. I mean, you can't tell the future.
Well,
what age would you have stopped having your mom,
Millie Pete,
mom and dad be in the loop?
I think that's why at 25. I think 25 to 27 is probably when I was started to cut that, you know, the umbilical cord a little bit. And yeah, because right now it just seems unimaginable for me to call Millie Pete if anything occurred, you know, that really had nothing to do with her. But I mean, I guess if she needs the emotional support, I get that. It's just, I guess my thing is that I think she's handling this very well when it comes to actually, you know, making up for it and doing, you know, trying to be responsible about it. And I don't like the feeling of that she's so distraught and she needs to confess. I'm repeating myself, but it just sounds like she's more upset about it than I wonder if she should be.
Hey, Michelle, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
She's going to have to come clean because all the DUI attorneys are going to start sending solicitations to the address on her license. Excuse me. They're going to know. So if she wants them to know from her, she might as well go ahead and come clean.
So the lawyers send stuff to their address?
Yes.
Yeah.
You will get solicitations immediately.
Because the what they do is they put in the it's public record. So lawyers who are looking for that kind of business pull that record like every week or every day.
Oh.
Like anything that's public record and there's a business attached to it, they'll put you on mailing lists. So same thing if you don't pay your bills.
But as a parent, would you question that if that came in?
I would. If all of a sudden out of nowhere.
It could just be regular advertising. You know how you get like little pamphlets in the mail that don't mean anything?
I mean, it depends on her parents, and it depends on if her mail, I mean, you say her mail goes to her parents' house.
Oh,
it just
no.
depends on how they sort it and how they deal with it. I mean, it, you know, it just depends on her personal situation.
Hey, Nydia?
Yes.
Tell us your story.
I got a DUI when I was 29, and my husband called my parents.
Why? Why?
He was terrified. I was terrified. The officer assaulted me, and I guess he panicked.
Were you okay with that, or once he told you that, were you kind of like, hey, that's just in the future, I got this?
My whole situation was a mess, but yeah. After I calmed down and everything, then I was like, okay, I didn't know what else he could have done.
And what did your parents do?
They bailed me out. And I paid for everything after that.
Because I think if I was living in Syracuse and that happened, I think my parents would probably say something along the lines of, wow, good luck with that.
That's where I am is my parents were, there's the fine line of, yeah, we're still your mom and dad, but you're an adult now. And, you know, my parents would definitely be all right, Take care of it. Yeah.
Hey, Katie, welcome to the show. You'll be our last call.
All right. I was in the same situation 2 years ago. I mean, it was New Year's Eve, and it was a .081, and it was ridiculous. But I kept it from my parents. My friends, you know, were able to bail me out. I got my own lawyer. But my advice is just, it's going to make you feel a whole lot better once your parents find out. They found out because things started getting mailed to their house, and they were just like, well, what is all this stuff? What are all these lawyers, you know? And I was like, oh, no big deal. And then finally, once I just sat down with them, and I was bawling my eyes out, but I just said, you know, I'm so sorry, and this is what it was. And they just said, okay, well, you know, they were proud that I had started to handle it, and that was it. But they weren't mad, but they, I don't know, they were glad that I learned my lesson, and you feel a lot better once they know.
See, my first reaction to your friend is the fact that I'm impressed that she's, I mean, taking care of it already. You know, she bailed herself out. She's already got the lawyer. I think that I agree with that last call. It's probably what her parents' reaction will be, is that, you know what, at least we raised her to be able to know how to handle herself, you know?
So no telling of parents.
I kind of agree with Melissa.
Yeah, I don't understand the reason why.
It's grow-up time now.
She's an adult.
Now, if she's in a situation where she's going to lose her apartment because she can't make her rent because she has to go to DUI school and that costs so much money, or her lawyer or whatever, then she may have to go to her parents humbly and say, I need you to help me.
Because I'm not clear on why she wants to ask for money, or she just wants to go and be a buddy, or need her mom as a buddy.
Probably just needs the emotional support more. Yeah, I
understand that. But at some point,
it's grown-up time.
You've become so cynical as an old woman, Melissa.
No, it's freeing. I mean, it's freeing. I think the fact that once you realize that you don't have to tell your parents everything, and they're happy for you not to tell them everything, then you're your own person. It's freeing. It's wonderful. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No